From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Pope celebrates Mass in Cuba. Speaking to tens of thousands in Havana's Revolutionary Square, Pope Francis warned Cubans on the dangers of ideology. The Pope later paid a visit to former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana. Violence has erupted at the hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are being held to end a four-day-old military coup. Supporters of the military government stormed the hotel in Ouagadougou Sunday morning and briefly fought with opponents of the coup. At one point, coup supporters defended several coup opponents when they were attacked as they tried to enter the hotel. The violence came as mediators working to end the political unrest in Burkina Faso were expected to announce a resolution of the crisis. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says scores of Syrian rebels trained by the United States and its coalition partners have entered northern Syria. The group says the 75 fighters were trained in Turkey and had crossed into Syria by early Saturday. Officials with the U.S.-led coalition have yet to comment on the developments. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States to 100,000 annually in 2017. Kerry spoke in Berlin. Under the new plan, the U.S. limit on refugee visas, currently capped at 70,000 annually, would jump to 85,000 in fiscal 2016 and then rise to 100,000 the following year. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australia is under pressure by rights groups to resettle Syrian refugees with a divided electorate. New Prime Minister Martin Turnbull has been seen as unlikely to offer sanctuary to more migrants. Phil Mercer reports.
Pro and anti-refugee campaigners have clashed in recent weeks in Australia. So, will there be any major changes under new Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to a hardline stance on immigration, where the military turns migrant boats away from Australia, or where detainees are sent for processing in remote camps in the South Pacific? Experts say major policy changes are not likely, after Turnbull had earlier praised his predecessor's efforts to stop asylum seekers breaching the nation's maritime frontiers. Immigration remains one of Australia's most divisive issues. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson said Sunday Muslims were unfit to be president of the United States. He told NBC's Meet the Press program that the principles of Islam are inconsistent with American values. Carson's comments came amid lingering fallout over Republican Donald Trump's failure this last week to take issue with a man who, during a campaign event, wrongly called President Barack Obama a Muslim and said Muslims are, quoting now, a problem in this country. In multiple interviews Sunday, Trump defended his decision not to challenge the man. Meanwhile, a CNN ORC poll showed Trump leading the Republican contest with the support of 24% of registered voters. Former Hewlett-Packard chief executive Carly Fiorina is in second place with 15%. Nepal has a new constitution, the nation's first since the abolition of the long-ruling Hindu monarchy in 2008. Political squabbling in the Himalayan country had prevented the adoption of a new constitution until now. While setting off celebrations in the capital, Kathmandu, the moment was marred by fighting that killed one person and raised fears of ethnic conflict in the country. Greece's new Democracy Party leader has conceded defeat in Sunday's elections, congratulating former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras on his win and urging quick action to form a new government. The concession by challenger Vangelis Mimarakis came about an hour after polls closed and two key exit opinion surveys showed Tsipras's leftist Syriza party with a narrow lead. Official projections later showed Syriza winning with 35.5% of the vote. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.